So we're happy that each one is here. Our program for this evening is slightly different than before. We're going to start out with a message from myself. And then instead of long carrying on, we're going to have Trevor Kamstra speak to us for the second half of our program.
今天的这个讲道呢，有一点点的区别跟上次。 因为他Harold第一个呢先跟我们讲，讲完了以后呢，然后就是以前是何浪讲，现在呢今天是Trevor讲，然后我们再继续。
Trevor is in fellowship with us here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel in Vancouver.
因为那个Trevor呢，他现在呢在我们那个温哥华的16间福音教会和我们在一起团契。
But he also is a missionary to Mexico and spent much of his time, especially in the winter, down in Mexico.
但是他呢，其实一个宣教士，他在墨西哥呢，宣教了很多年，这些年来呢，尤其是在那个冬季的时候，他会在墨西哥宣教。
So he will be giving us a message from Vancouver this evening after my message.
因为他会在温哥华呢给大家讲这一篇道，在Harold讲完以后。
And so we're glad that you're all here tonight. We're just going to take a minute and pray, and then I will carry on with some studies that we started last week.
我们非常高兴呢，大家能够在这里，然后呢，我们先来做一个祷告，祷告以后呢，我们再继续学习上个星期我们所学的东西。
Now, Lord, we just bow before you, and we're thankful for your goodness. We're praying that you will come in and bless us again this evening.
主啊，我们现在就拜倒在您的面前呢，我们也非常感恩您一直来帮助我们，帮助我们，我们一起求您呢，今天晚上呢也来帮助我们，我们感谢您的美善和恩典。
We thank you for the wonderful message of the gospel in the Bible.
我们也非常感恩在圣经里这些美丽的福音。
Lord, we're praying that the truth of this will get into each of our hearts and by the grace of God from us to others.
所以主啊，我们也希望这样的真理呢，到每一个人的心里，借着神的恩典呢，也通过他们呢，传到其他的人的心里。
Our prayer, Lord, is that you will build this group and that you will build each of us individually where we are according to the greatness of our needs.
所以我们的祷告是呢，您呢建立我们这一个小组，然后呢也建立我们的每一个人，让我们并且呢就是提供给我们每一个人在我们的人生里的需求。
So Lord, we're just praying that you'll bless us this evening.
所以主啊，我们现在就祈求您的赐福给我们今天晚上。And
we give thanks now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to everyone this evening.
再一次呢，欢迎每一个人今天晚上。Last
week, we were considering some of the truths from the book of Ephesians. Chapter
1.
And we pray that the Lord will help us as we consider more of these truths from Ephesians 1 this evening.
所以今天晚上呢，我们也祷告，当我们继续学习以弗所书里的这些真理的时候呢，主会继续帮助我们。
Now, some have considered the book of Ephesians as a commentary on life in heavenly places.
有些人呢，认为这个以弗所书呢，是那个我们在天上的那样的人生里的一个注解。The
Christian, the Christian's life is different from the life of the people in the world in that it has a heavenly component, not just an earthly component.
这个呢，我们基督徒的人生呢，和一般人的人生呢，是有一点点不同的，因为我们这里面的元素呢，不仅仅包括地上的元素，而且包括天上的元素。
And in fact, the heavenly component is far more important than the earthly.
所以事实上呢，那个天堂里的元素呢，远远比地上的这样的元素呢，要重要的多。
And so the Christian is sometimes described as someone who walks around with his feet on the earth, but his head up in heaven.
有些人呢，基督徒呢，通常被描述成他那些在地球上行走的人，他们的脚在地上，他们的头却在天上。
And that is a very good description. We've got a dual citizenship.And a dual responsibility.
这是一个非常呢有趣的一个关系，因为我们实际上有双倍的身份，也有双倍的责任。
And last week we were looking at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 and commenting on the fact that the blessings that the Christian has.Are mostly spiritual blessings, and that the spiritual blessings are vast and exhaustless.
上个星期呢，我们学呢，以弗所书第一章第三节，第三节呢讲到的我们所要承受的呢各样的福气，从天上来的属灵的各样的福气，这样的福气呢，通常呢是多种多样的，而且是取之不尽的。
And the wonderful truth is that each Christian is blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
这里呢一个很奇妙的真理呢，就是我们作为基督徒得到那个天上的所有的属灵的福气。
Such a description is so vast that we really can't put a handle on it. It's far too great for us to understand.
因为这个里面呢就是这样的福气呢，它是非常的巨大的，就是非常的无穷的，所以甚至说呢，我们不能完完全全不能就是用我们的想象能力去想象去触摸。
But some of these are described for us in the text that follows in Ephesians.
但是呢，其中这样一些福气呢，在以弗所书里呢，给我们呢描述出来了。
And in particular, as we considered last week, verse 5 says that we have been blessed with being adopted into the family of God as children.
这个特别的呢，是在第五节呢，上个星期我们提到的，因因爱我们，就按照自己的旨意呢，预定我们藉着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
And that the implication of that is verse 6, that we will be to the praise of the glory of his grace.
这样的意义呢是在第六节里，他说呢是我们呢使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是他的爱子里所赐给我们的。
It isn't just that we will be his children, and as you know, some families have children that are very, very good.And some families have children that are, they're rather shameful.
这个呢也不光光说是我们是他的孩子们，就是说呢你们也知道有些家里的那些孩子们呢，他们都是非常非常好的孩子，有些家庭的孩子们呢却使那个家庭蒙羞。
But God's plan for them is not justthat they will be his children, but that they will be predestinated in such a way as to bring him great glory.
因为神呢就是说把我们的接到他的家里，不光光是别的，就是因为呢我们就要按照他的旨意呢让他所喜悦， 给他带来荣耀。
When I was a boy, my father used to introduce me periodically to some of his friends.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我的父亲呢，时不常呢，就给他的朋友介绍我。
He would sometimes say, "This is the best son that I've got."
他的通常呢，他会说，那这是我最好的一个儿子。
I used to think that was pretty good, but then I remembered that he only had one son, and of course I was the best son.
然后呢，我就通常想的这个其实挺好的，但是呢，马上我就意识到呢，我是他唯一的儿子，所以当然呢，我就是他最好的儿子。
But God says, I've got many sons, and my plan for my sons and my daughters is that they all be such as to bring me great glory.
神呢有很多的儿女，他就想呢，让这些儿女呢，每一个儿女呢，都可以给神带来荣耀。
And so I used to try to behave myself in such a way that my father would be proud of me.
所以呢，我就总是想试图呢，让我的行为呢，让我的行为呢，会让我的父亲呢，为我感到骄傲。
Now God is saying, my plan for all my children is not just that they will be proud of me. My plan for them is that they will all bring me much glory.
神说呢，我的计划呢，不光是说，让我的孩子们呢，我都可以为他们感到骄傲。我的计划呢，更是让我的所有的孩子们都可以给我带来荣耀。
Now we find that hard to understand, but it's a wonderful concept, and that is God's plan for each one of us. It is not an impossibility, it is a probability, and He plans to bring that up and to fruition in our lives.
通常呢，我们会发现呢，这样呢是非常可能是很难理解的。但是呢，这种事情呢，确实不是说是不可能的，而是非常可能的。神的计划呢，就是让他的每一个儿女呢，都会给他带来荣耀。
And then in verse 7, he says that he has blessed us with redemption and with the forgiveness of sins.
第七节呢，这继续说呢，他在他的救赎里呢，他借着他的血得蒙救赎，以免过犯得以赦免呢，是照着他丰富的恩典。
And we appreciate the fact that we get forgiveness of sins when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Our sins are forgiven, and we say Hallelujah.
因为呢，我们非常的感激这样一个事实。如果我们相信主耶稣基督呢，我们的罪得到了赦免，我们的罪呢，主耶稣基督呢，他饶恕了我们的罪，所以我们说呢，哈利路亚。
And then when we get to verses 9 and 10, we realize that there's heaven and there's earth, and we are going to be suchthat we are going to be perfectly at home in heaven and perfectly at home in earth. Both are going to be reconciled. We will be part of God's heavenly, earthly family.
然后呢，到第九节、第十节呢，我们就会意识到呢，在天上呢，神有一个完美的家庭，在地上呢，也有一个完美的家庭。所以这样呢，我们呢，就会在地上这个完美的家庭和天上那个完美的家庭最后能结合在一起，结合在一起，我们呢，成了神的那个完美家庭里的一员。
And then when we get to verse 11,we find that he says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance.
当我们到了十一节的时候呢，我们也可以知道呢，我们在他里面可以得到基业。
Because we are children, we've been brought into the family, we all get an inheritance.
因为呢，我们是他的孩子们，所以呢，我们也被带到他的家里，所以呢，我们所有的人呢，都可以得到基业。
Now, most of us, when we think of an inheritance, think of money.
当我们谈到基业遗产的时候呢，我们通常会想到的是钱。
Sometimes we think of things. We not just get a little bit of money. Sometimes we get things as an inheritance.
有时候呢,我们不光是说呢,作为那个基业,或者是遗产呢,不光是金钱,还有一些东西。
And sometimes our inheritance is a position.
有时候呢,我们的基业呢,是一个职位。
And that's the way it is in a royal family. Today, Prince Charles was crowned king, but his two brothers and his sister were not because he got a special inheritance of position.
因为这个也是在皇家也是这样一个事实，就像今天呢，那个查尔斯国王加冕，加冕呢，他得到呢国王的这样一个职分，但是呢，他的弟弟、妹妹啊、姐姐啊，他们都没有得到这样的职分，因为呢，查尔斯他是被定做要得这样的职分的。
And frankly, all of those things are part of our inheritance. Having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we will get monetary and physical success as well as position. But there's more to it than that in these verses.
实际上呢，当我们现在主义世纪的将来呢，我们在天上呢，要得很多的基业，不光是这样的一些职分和这样的一些东西，就像我们刚才提到的那两样的，甚至我们可以得到更多的，超过这样的东西。So
I'm going to read verses 11 and 12 in their entirety, and then I'm going to leave out a clause or two to bring the logic flow more clearly to you.
这样呢，我会把那个第十一节和第十二节那全部的读完，读完了以后呢，我再来会做一些解释，解释里面的这样一个逻辑的这样一个流程呢，对你来说，你可以听得更加的清楚。
So they say, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
这第十一节、第十二节说呢，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行，随己意行做万事的，照着他自己的旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先信靠基督的人可以得着称赞。
And now I'm going to read it again, leaving out many of the words to pick up the first clause and the last clause. So it goes like this. In whom we also have obtained an inheritance that we should be to the praise of his glory.
然后呢，我会再读一遍这节经文。这读这节经文的时候呢，我会把中间的一些句子呢省略掉，就读第一句和最后一句。第一句说呢，我们也在他里得了基业，这样呢，让神可以得着称赞。
So the picture is that having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we become into his family, and then he gives us an inheritance such that we actually can be the cause of him getting glory.
因为这个逻辑是这样的，我们信的主耶稣基督呢，他们呢，我们就成了主耶稣基督神家里的一员。神家的一员不光是这样的，当我们成为他的家人的时候呢，最后呢，我们可以让因为我们呢得到荣耀。
And when we trust him as Savior, he works in such a way that that will be the result. We trust him as Savior, he works in our lives, and he gets glory from us. It's amazing.
这样呢，其实有这样一个程序，当我们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，主耶稣基督会在我们的人生里做工，这样他在我们的人生里做工了以后呢， 这样我们可以呢，把荣耀呢给神，这是太神奇了。
All right, now verses 13 and 14 keep on this theme of the inheritance, and they say, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
第十三节和第十四节呢继续讲关于基业的事。第十三节说你们听到真理的话语，就是那叫你们得救的福音之后，也信靠了他，相信他之后就受了所许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的定金，直到所买的产业被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Alright, so it's basically saying that we're given the inheritance, and the first part of that inheritance is the gift of the Holy Spirit of God.
这里基本上呢说呢，我们刚开始呢就是说呢要承受他的基业，但这个基业的第一部分呢就是神的圣灵。
When we are born,We are given the spirit of our Father. We're given the nature of our Father, and we have life. And we're different from other things, other creatures and other inanimate objects. We're different because we got life when we were born.
因为当我们重生以后呢，那个时候呢，我们得到了神的灵，我们得到了神的特征和一切，这样呢，我们就和其他的一些被造物有所不同。所以呢，我们是在我们里面有神的灵，有神的特征，所以我们和其他的人是不一样的。
Now the wonder is that the Christian gets eternal life when he is born again.
所以这个奇妙之处呢，当基督徒重生以后呢，他们会得到永生。
And that eternal life is there because of the work of the Holy Spirit of God.
那个永生在那里呢，是因为神的圣灵所做的工。
And then the other implication of that is that when you receive an inheritance,You get some sort of proof that the full inheritance will come.
所以呢，这里呢，就是说呢，这里你所得的基业的另外一部分呢，就是当你重生以后呢，你会得到某些证据来证明你会得到更多的基业。
So let me give you just a simple illustration.
现在呢，我给大家讲一个简单的例子。
Let's assume that you were given a letter from a lawyer which said that you have inherited from your long lost aunt, you just inherited $10 million.
我们呢就是假设你从你的律师那里呢收到了一封信。收到一封信呢，是因为呢，你的家人呢，所以呢，你继承了1000万的遗产。
And then the letter goes on to say that unfortunately for you, some of that money is tied up in real estate and other things and cannot be given to you now. You will have to wait to get it all.
然后呢那个信里就会说呢但是呢其中的这一部分金钱呢其实是和房地产呢在里面的所以呢你现在拿不到那么多现金所以你要等一段时间以后你才可以拿到这些现金。
And so you say, well, I would like to get it all now, but what do I get?
所以呢你说呢我很想得到他们所有的但是那么现在我得到什么呢
And the letter simply says to prove that you're going to get $10 million, the estate is going to give you $500,000 right now.
就说呢为了证明说你能够将来得到1000万的遗产那么现在呢我们准备先给你50万块钱。
Oh, you say, well, that's pretty good. I'd be happy with $500,000. And I'm going to get the rest of the 10 million soon. This is a good deal. And so you would go and you would collect the $500,000 right away.
那你说呢,这个是太好了,我现在就能够得到50万,将来呢,我能够把整个1000万都得到,所以呢,我现在很高兴,我要去把那50万给取出来。
Now the Spirit of God has been given to us according to verse number 14. It has been given to us as a pledge, as an earnest, in order that we know that we will get the full inheritance soon.
这个呢,第14节讲到的神的圣灵给我们,就算是我们作为凭据,或者作为定金,或者作为质。 这样呢,就是能够来证明我们将来呢,能够得到整个的基业。
All right, so we're studying in Ephesians chapter 1, and if you have your Bibles, just keep on following with us. Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read verses 15 through 18 to see if we can pick up the more detail about this great inheritance that we have got.
因为我们现在呢是在学以弗所书的第一章。如果呢你手上有圣经呢，你可以翻到以弗所书第一章。第一章呢，现在接下来呢，我们要从第15节开始学。第15节呢，我们来看看，看看我们是怎么样可以得到神赐给我们的基业。
So verse 15 reads, Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, and this is what he prays for, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这里呢,第15节开始说,因此我听见你们对主耶稣的信心和对众圣徒的爱之后,就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候提到你们,第17节就是他的祷告,他的祷告说呢,求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将智慧和启示的灵赐给你们,使你们真正认识他。 第18节说,并且照亮你们心中的眼睛,使你们知道他的呼召有何等盼望,他的圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。So,
to make that just a little simpler, Paul is saying, we've got this marvelous inheritance. I'm praying that you will understand what that inheritance is, and that you will rejoice in the detail of it.
这个里面呢,实际上使徒保罗呢,他为他们的祷告,而这个跟他们说呢,你们已经知道你们要得到基业,所以现在呢,我要把这个基业呢,讲给你们听,而且让你们知道你们所要得到的基业是什么。
So again, Ephesians 1 and verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling.
这个第18节再次说呢,并且照明你们心中的眼睛,使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
Now, many people who call themselves Christians, many people who are young in the faith and really are Christians, they do not understand the great hope of God's calling.
因为很多人呢,他们自称为是基督徒,很多人呢,他们是刚刚成为基督徒,还是很,那个年轻的基督徒的时候呢,他们其实呢,并不真正的理解神呼召他呢,他们并不知道他的神的呼召有何等的盼望。
It is true, many people go through life and they do not understand all the good things that God has for them.
所以这个也是一个事实，很多人呢，他穷其一生呢，他们不明白神对他的所有的那些给他的好处。
And so it could be possible to not understand and to take action that is foolish because we just didn't understand.
这个呢也是有可能的，可能就是说呢，因为我们不理解，所以采取一些愚蠢的行动。这些愚蠢的行动呢，是因为不理解而产生的。
It is true that it said of those who killed the Lord Jesus Christ, if they had known who he was, they would not have killed the Lord of glory. But they did kill him.
这个也是一个事实，就是那些杀害主耶稣基督的那些人呢，他们不知道他就是那个荣耀的主。如果他知道主耶稣基督就是那位荣耀的主呢，他们并不会去杀害他。
So the question is, how great is the hope of his calling?
所以呢，现在的问题是呢，他的那个呼召的盼望有多大呢？
And many people, Christians, go through life not recognizing that, and therefore they spend their time, they spend their money on foolish things rather than experiencing the blessing of God now and expecting the full inheritance of God when they get to heaven.
所以呢，其实呢，有很多基督徒呢，他们因为不明白这样的一点，所以呢，他们把他们的时间和金钱呢，都花在一些非常愚蠢的事情上，而不是花在现在呢，能够得到神的赐福，能够让我们将来能够在天上得到我们所该得的基业，得到属灵的赐福的那样的事情上。
And the second thing that they might not understand is the riches at the end of verse 18, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
第二个呢，他们也许不理解的是在那个第18节的后面，他在圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Sometimes we fail to understand the benefits that come from certain action.
也说呢，我们知道从那某些特别的行动里给我们得到了益处。
If you had a choice, if you could today say, I'm going to play soccer or I will go to work. If I play soccer, I will have some fun. If I go to work, I will earn $1 million. What would you do?
因为你现在呢，假设说今天呢，你是去踢足球呢，你还是去工作呢？如果你去踢足球，你会觉得很好玩；但如果你今天去工作呢，你可以得到一百万。那么你今天你准备做什么
？You would say, "Well, I'm not going to play soccer. If all I have to do is go to work today and earn $1 million, I'm going to go to work. I can play soccer some other time. I'm going to go to work."
你会说呢，那我不会去踢足球啊。如果呢，我今天踢足球只是为了好玩，我去工作能够赚到一百万的话呢，那么我今天应该去工作，而不是去踢足球。我要用其他的时间来踢足球，不，今天不会踢。
Our problem is that we underestimate the glory of being the children of God.
我们的问题呢，是我们低估了我们作为神的孩子的那样的荣耀。
In the book of Colossians, we're told that when our Lord appears, we will be with him in glory.
因为那个格罗西书里讲到呢，当那个主再次显现的时候呢，我们会和他一起在荣耀里。Think
about that. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, people are going to look at him and they're all going to say, "Wow, this is amazing. We didn't understand it, but he is beautiful, he is glorious, and he inherits the entire universe."
你这个呢，你去想象一下，当主耶稣基督再次显现的时候呢，你说哇，我们呢还不知道这些。那主来的时候呢，他是带着荣耀的，他是极美的，他是承受了整个宇宙的基业。
And the picture is this, that when in fact that happens, the world, the people that you know, will start looking at Jesus and standing beside Jesus in his glory will be yourself.
这个呢其实呢你会知道当那个时候出现的时候呢你认识的所有的人呢都会站在主耶稣基督的旁边站在他的荣耀里包括你自己也会站在那个荣耀里。
And the people that you work with, the neighbors that you live by, the relatives who laugh at you, one day they will see Jesus in all his glory coming to set up his kingdom, and you'll be standing right beside him.
哎，那这个呢？有一天呢，你那些跟你一起工作的人，住在你那个旁边的邻居，那些嘲笑你的人，终结到那一天呢，他们会看见主出现在荣耀里，而你就在那个荣耀里，他们也能看见你。
Okay, now that's what the promise is all about. Paul says, I'm praying that you will understand that because most Christians don't understand that.
这个问题呢都是出在这里所以使徒保罗说呢我要祷告你们所有的人都能够明白这一点。事实上呢是很多人呢他们不明白这一点。
And then there's a third thing. The first thing he's praying for is that we'll understand the hope of his calling. Second thing, we'll understand the riches of the glory of his inheritance. And the third thing is that we will understand his, power.
这个呢现在呢有三件我们要将会理解的。第一个呢要理解呢就是说神的呼召有何等盼望。第二个呢就是呢他的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。下面一节呢就是第三个就是我们能够呢也能够理解他所显现的能力是何等的大。
When you pray, what power is released on your behalf?
所以呢当你祷告的时候呢你的在怎样的能力呢会释放到你的那一边呢
So we're going to read Ephesians 1:19 through the end of the chapter to pick up the importance of the power that is available to us when we pray.
这个呢就是我们要从第十九节一直读到最后一节这个节呢这样呢我们就能够理解当你祷告的时候呢你能够得到多大的能力。
So verse 19 says that, we are to understand what the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe is, according to the working of his mighty power.This is the kind of power, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church.Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
刚才呢他从第十九节一直读到第二三节我再跟大家读一下并且知道他向我们这相信的人所显现的能力是何等伟大就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右手边远超过一切执政的掌权的有能力的统治的和一切有名字的不但在今世的连来世的也都超过了又将万有伏在他的脚下使他成为教会做万有之首教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的
So the question is would that kind of power be sufficient for you?
问题是这样的一种力量对你来说是足够的吗
It's the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the kind of power that the Lord Jesus wants to give to you and me as we go through life.
那是不是那个就是说那是主耶稣基督从那个死里复活的力量呢？这就是主耶稣基督呢，在你我的人生中呢，当我们度过我们的人生时候，他要赐给我们的那种力量。
Now the problem that we have in life often is that we are fighting, but we're fighting spiritual elements just like Job fought.
因为这个呢，在我们人生的问题是呢，我们所要去战斗的一些事情呢，一些东西呢，通常是一些灵力的属灵的东西，就是灵的东西，就像那个约伯他所要面对要战斗的。
You'll remember that the Lord, the devil rather brought into the life of Job, many, many serious problems.
你们大家也都知道，那个魔鬼呢，在约伯的人生中呢，给他带来了很多很多的麻烦。
But the Lord delivered him from those problems, and he proved to be victorious over all the forces of the devil.
但是呢，神呢，在那个环境中呢，他保护了约伯，那么说呢，他就证明了神的力量呢，远远超过魔鬼的力量。
That's the power of prayer that the Lord, or the power that the Lord brings us into when we trust him as Savior. And Paul says, I pray that you'll understand that.
这个呢，就是呢，所有的那个，当我们相信主耶稣基督以后呢，神呢，当我们祷告的时候呢，神赐给我们的力量。使徒保罗说呢，我要祷告，祷告你们所有的人能够理解，能够明白这样的力量是什么。
What's the problem? The problem is that many Christians don't understand all the greatness of the blessings that God has for them.
因为这个问题是什么呢？是很多基督徒呢，他们并不了解神呢，赐给他们所有的这样属灵福气的这样的伟大。
All right, well, that's as far as we can go this week. Hopefully, it'll cause our hearts to say, Lord, thank you for the salvation that you gave me and the great blessings that come along with it.
这个呢，就是呢，我们今天所要学到的。我呢，希望呢，这样可以让我们大家呢，都从心里说呢，感谢主，感谢主呢，感谢您呢，赐给我们以后所有的那些属灵的福气和将要来的属灵的福气。
Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then I must leave you, and Roy and Trevor will carry on.
我们现在呢，来祷告，祷告完了以后呢，他要离开我们，那么Trevor和我呢，会继续。Lord,
we thank you that you have brought us into marvelous spiritual blessings. We thank you for all of them.
主啊，我们向您呢献上感恩，向您，因为您呢赐给我们那么多的属灵的这样神奇的福气，我们向为此献上感恩。We
thank you for those that we understand.
我们为那些呢，我们那个理解的献上感恩。And
we pray that you will teach us those that we don't understand, so that we can become far more excited about this wonderful new life that you have given to us.
因为我们也祷告呢，您会教导我们去理解那些我们不能理解的，这样呢，我们可以能够远远能够知道这些我们所要得到的这些属灵的福气呢，远远超过我们所想象的，在我们人生中呢，给我们带来极大的喜乐。
So we pray this and give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
为我们祷告这些，并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. I must leave.
Good evening to everyone.
大家晚上好。
It's nice to see you this evening.
非常高兴看见大家。
We want to change gears a little bit this evening.
今天晚上呢，我们要改变一下一些方法。
And turn to Matthew chapter 4.
那个大家请翻到马太福音的第四章。
Now, Matthew's gospel is a gospel given to us to show that Jesus is the king.
马太福音呢是这样一部福音，它赐给我们呢是要告知我们主耶稣基督呢是王。
So in the first two chapters, we have the Lord's genealogy and birth.
在前面的两章里呢，我们被给出了，告诉了我们主耶稣基督的家谱和他的出生。
In chapters 3 and chapter 4 until verse 11, we have Jesus' preparation for ministry.
从第三章呢，一直到第四章的第十一节呢，我们也知道主耶稣基督呢，他是在准备他的服事。
And in verse 12, we have the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee.
从第十二节开始呢，我们开始呢，主耶稣基督在加利利海的服事。
And for the rest of Matthew's gospel, he's going to show practically how he is perfect to be the king.
因为在马太福音其余的部分呢，主耶稣基督要给我们显示他怎样是一个完美的王。
And so we will begin in chapter 4, verse 12.
所以我们今天要开始从马太福音第四章的第十二节开始学。
And in verse 12, we will begin, and it says, Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. And that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father. And they were mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had had the palsy, and he healed them all. And there followed him a great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan.
你刚才呢，他其实呢一直跟我们一直读到了最后一节。十二节是这样的，他开始读的时候呢这样说的，耶稣听见约翰下监就退到加利利去。 后又离开拉撒勒，进往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。这些要应验先知以赛亚的话， 说西伯伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。从那时候，耶稣起来传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。第十八节说，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称之为西门和他兄弟安德勒，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的，耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。他们耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的疾病。第二十四节，他的名声就传遍了叙利亚那里的人，把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病的、各样疼痛的和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带来，耶稣就治好了他们。当下有许多从加利利、地加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。
And so, here we have the beginning of Jesus' public ministry in Galilee.
所以这里呢，我们就开始呢，主耶稣基督在加利利的开始的服事。
In chapter 3, we saw that Jesus was baptized.
在第三章里呢，我们看到呢，主耶稣基督，他受了洗。
And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 3 that the reason Jesus was baptized was that so all righteousness could be fulfilled.
In the 马太福音第三章所讲的主耶稣基督呢，他受洗呢，是为了让所有的公义都可以得以实现。
And then in the first 11 verses of chapter 4, we have the temptation of Jesus.
In the 在后面的在第四章里面的前面的第十一节经文里面，我们读到了主耶稣基督呢，他受到了试探。
And we were seeing in his temptation that in all ways he was obedient and submissive to his Father.
因为这里我们所有的呢，看到了主耶稣基督呢，在他所有的行动呢，他都是去顺服和交托给他的父。
And that's also a fulfillment of what baptism is.
所以呢，这个的他的圣父呢，体现在他去受洗的这个上面。
In baptism, when you and I are baptized, we are announcing to everyone that Jesus is our Lord and our King.
因为你我呢，当我们受洗的时候呢，我们是向所有的人、向整个世界宣称呢，主耶稣基督是我们的主，是我们的王。
And if Jesus is our Lord and our King, we're going to be submissive to Him.
因为主呢，是我们的主，主耶稣是我们的主，是我们的王，所以我们必须顺服在他下面。
It wouldn't be right to say Jesus was my king and then we didn't listen to him and we plugged our ears when he spoke to us.
所以这样的是不对的。如果你认为主耶稣基督是你的王，你却把你自己的耳朵堵起来说我们不想听他说话。
And so now we see how God is going to bring his king along.
现在你都看见了神是怎样把他的王带给我们的。
And Matthew is going to show to us that Jesus is going to be the perfect king for us.
因为马太呢，福音呢，他要向我们显示主耶稣基督呢，他是我们一个完美的王。
So in verse 12, it says, when John was cast into prison.
第十二节说呢，当约翰下了监。
And this is...We won't notice it right here in Matthew, but there's a one-year difference between verse 11 and verse 12.
因为我们在马太福音里呢，其实我们看不出这一点。其实在第十一节经文和第十二节经文之间呢，相隔了一年。
Because in John's Gospel, chapters 1 to 4, it talks about how Jesus began ministering in Judah in the south.
因为实际上约翰福音呢，从第一章呢到第四章呢，告诉我们主耶稣基督他是怎么在犹大地，就是在那个南部来 去服侍的。
And now in verse 12, he's going north to Galilee.
现在呢, 在第12节呢, 他是往北走, 去到加利利。
And this is a picture because this is Galilee of the Gentiles.
这里呢, 是一个, 一个画面, 这个画面呢, 实际上呢, 加利利呢, 相当于是外邦人。
That's what we read in verse 15, Galilee of the Gentiles.
这里呢, 我们在那个, 15节读到的, 说外邦人的加利利地。
Judah was in the south where Jerusalem was and where the temple was.
犹大呢是在耶路撒冷的南面, 就是在那个圣殿的, 在耶路撒冷的圣殿的南面。
And that is where Jesus began his ministry.
这是主耶稣的开始他服侍的地方。
But now Jesus is going to where the Gentiles are.
现在呢, 主耶稣基督去到那些外邦人所在的地方。
And it's a picture for you and me to learn from.
这是一个画面呢, 你我应该去学习的。
Because Jesus is going to be rejected by the Jews and he's going to go to the Gentiles like you and I are Gentiles.
因为这是呢,因为主耶稣基督他要被犹太人呢拒绝,然后他要去到外邦人中间,就像你我,其实都是外邦人。
You see, where Galilee is in the northern part of Israel.
你看见那个加利利他在哪里呢? 他是在以色列的北部。
And Judah is in the south.
那个犹大地呢是在南边。
But where Jerusalem is, it's off of the main highway, the main route that goes between the north and the south.
因为那个耶路撒冷呢,它其实是在那个路上的一个主要的关键的地方, 如果你从北部往南部走的话,要通过它。
But Galilee was right in the middle of where all the trading people would take their goods.
因为加利利呢,实际上是在那个中间呢,是所有的那些人呢,他们都对主耶稣比较好的那个地方。
And so when there were these great wars between Egypt and Assyria,
就当那个埃及和那个叙利亚有一场大战的时候,
or between Egypt and Babylon,
或者说是埃及和巴比伦的时候,
or between Egypt and Greece,
或者说那埃及和希腊的战争中,
or during this time between Egypt and Rome,
就是说从现在开始呢, 从埃及和罗马人之间,
Galilee was always trampled down by the soldiers.
所以呢,加利利呢,永远是那个,战士们行军要经过的地方。
It was a place that the nations like Rome and Greece and Babylon and Assyria would conquer it very easily.
这个呢,它是一个地方呢,就是说那些罗马军队啊,巴比伦军队啊,还希腊军队非常容易征服的地方。
Because the main trade route went along the eastern coast of the Mediterranean Sea.
这个呢,他们是因为是,他要到那个地中海的那个海岸线的一个必经之地。
And it seemed whoever controlled this part of the world controlled the world.
就是看起来呢,如果你把当地的当时世界上那个地方控制了呢,你控制了当时的整个世界。
And so in ancient times, there were always battles in this part of the world.
在古代的时候呢,他们永远是在那一块地打仗。
And so many of the Gentiles lived in this area.
因为很多外邦人呢,就住在那一块地方。
But they weren't Jews.
但他们却不是犹太人。
They were what we call Gentiles, like you are a Gentile and I am a Gentile.
他们被称之为外邦人，就像你是外邦人，我是外邦人。
And so it's a picture of the Jews rejecting Jesus and Jesus going to the Gentiles.
所以这里是一个画面，就是犹太人呢拒绝了主耶稣基督，那么主耶稣基督呢就来到了外邦人中间。
Because John the Baptist was Jesus' forerunner.
因为施洗约翰呢实是为主耶稣基督呢铺路的。
And so in verse 12, when it says they cast John into prison, that shows us that they were rejecting John's message.
第十二节告诉我们呢，就是说呢，约翰下了监，就证明呢，他们拒绝了约翰所传递的信息。
And so because what would happen in ancient times,
因为在那古代呢所发生的那些事情
is that when a king was coming towards another kingdom, he would send a forerunner.
所以一个那个就是一个国王呢他去拜访另外一个国的时候呢他会派一个先行者。
And the forerunner would go into the kingdom and announce that his king was coming.
那个前先行者呢他会进到那个国家告诉他们的时候我的王要来了。
And how that kingdom received the forerunner was going to be how that kingdom would receive the king.
那个国王国呢他怎么接待那个先行者呢他会也会怎么接待那个王。
So if they killed the forerunner, then they would indicate that they would kill the king and they would not want him to come near.
因为如果他们真是杀害了那个先行者呢他们也会杀害那个王他们不想要那个王来到这里。
But if they received the forerunner and welcomed the forerunner, then the king knew that he would be welcome.
如果他们接受那个先行者呢或者欢迎那个先行者呢那么后面来的王呢他们也会接受也会欢迎。
And so when they rejected John, Jesus knew that he was going to be rejected.
当那个他们拒绝了约翰的时候呢，主耶稣基督就知道了，他们也会拒绝他。
Now in the Bible, it says that Jesus is our forerunner.
所以在圣经里说呢，主耶稣呢是我们的前先行者。
In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 20,
在希伯来书的第六章的第二十节
，It says that Jesus, our forerunner, is entered into the holiest, that is heaven, and he was received there. He is entered and he's received.
这里第二十节希伯来书第六章第二十节说做先锋的耶稣就照着麦基就是照我们进入了天堂他被接受了就说明。
And so that means that you and I will be received into heaven.
这个呢意味着你我呢也会被天堂接受。
If we've received Jesus as our Savior.
如果我们接受主耶稣基督为我们的救主。
And so, it's a wonderful thing knowing that Jesus is accepted, and because Jesus is accepted, we are accepted by God.
这里是一个非常奇妙的知道呢主耶稣基督呢他被接纳了那么我们也会被神接纳。
Where Harold was reading earlier in Ephesians chapter 1,
因为在Harold 刚才读到的在以弗所书的第一章
In verse 6 it says that we are accepted in the beloved.
也就是讲的我们是在他所爱的人中间被接纳了。
And it says because Jesus is accepted, we are accepted.
也讲的因为主耶稣基督被接纳了所以我们也被接纳了。
And so it's a marvelous thing for us.
这个是一个非常奇妙的事情对我们来说。
And we look forward to that day when we get to be in heaven because we trusted in Jesus as our Savior. But here in Matthew chapter 4, they rejected Jesus, or sorry, they rejected John, and so now Jesus knew he was going to be rejected.
所以现在在这里马太福音里面呢，他们拒绝呢，施洗约翰，所以主耶稣基督现在知道了，他们也会拒绝他自己。
In John chapter 1 verses 11 and 12,
在那个约翰福音的第一章的第十一节第十二节。
We would read these words. He came to his own, that is, he came to the Jews, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
这里呢,第十一节,他自己的地方,就是犹太人的地方,自己人都不接待他,第十二节说,凡接待他的,就是那民的,他就赐他们权柄,做神的儿女。
And that is what's happening here in Matthew. They're rejecting Jesus as their king.
这个呢就是说是在马太福音里所发生的，他们拒绝了主耶稣基督做他们的王。
So Jesus went north to Galilee of the Gentiles.
因为主耶稣基督呢去到了北面，到了加利利，去到外邦人的地方。
And it says in verse 16 that the Gentiles, the people that sat in darkness, saw a great light. And to them which sat in the region of the and shadow of death, light has sprung up.
这里呢是在马太福音第四章第十六节里，我们所以能够读到的，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
And so he did that, and Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled.
所以呢，他那么去做呢，是因为以赛亚的预言要实现。The
superstitious Gentiles beheld the great light.
所以呢，这些呢，肤浅的外邦人呢，他们看见了那个大光。In
John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, this light, it says, Jesus is the light of the world.
在那个约翰福音第八章的第十二节说，主耶稣基督，他是世上的光。
And that's what they were seeing, the light of the world, who's Jesus.
这是他们所看见的，看见的呢，在世界上的光就是主耶稣。
And verse 17 says, and from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
第四章这世界说，从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。It's
the exact same message we read that John the Baptist was preaching in chapter 3, verse 2.
因为这个呢，也是那个施洗约翰在约翰福音第三章第二节里传递的一模一样的信息。The
message that Jesus preached did not change.
主耶稣基督所传递的信息呢，一直没有改变。Some
people didn't like the message that John the Baptist preached, and they put him in jail.
有些人他不喜欢那个施洗约翰所传递的信息。
But Jesus, he didn't change the message.
但主耶稣基督并没有改变他所传的信息。It's
the very same message.
是一模一样的信息。It's
not an old-fashioned message.
这个不是一个过时的一个信息。It's
not a message that's not cool. Sorry.
所以呢，这不是那样一个已经那个凉了的信息。
It's the true message from God himself.
这是一个从神来的真正的信息。
The message that they need to change their minds.
对这个传递的信息呢，他们要改变他们的思维。
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为天国近了。
What is the kingdom of heaven?
那么天国是什么呢？
Because sometimes it says the kingdom of heaven, and sometimes the Bible says the kingdom of God.
对，有时候那圣经说那是天国，有时候圣经说是神的国。
Are they the same?
他们是一样的吗？
Some Bible teachers teach that they're the same.
有些圣经教师是呢说他们是一样的。
But God uses different words. He says one is the kingdom of heaven and one is the kingdom of God.
以神呢他用不同的词来描述的，其中一个呢是天国，其中一个呢是神的国。
And if God makes a difference, maybe we need to look into it and see if there is a real difference.
因为神呢把他们区别开来，那么我们必须要往里看一下，看他们是不是真的是有不同。
You see, there is a little difference between what the kingdom of heaven is and what the kingdom of God is.
你已经看到了在那个天国和神的国之间的那么一点区别。
And we're going to finish that thought of about what the kingdom of heaven is at the end of this message.
所以呢我们在这一个一篇信息结束的时候呢，我们要来看看什么是天国。
Because the way that Matthew presents it, he shows perfectly what the difference is at the very end of this chapter.
所以呢因为马太呢他是在这一章的结束的时候呢把那个这两个概念完美的区分开来。
And so, Matthew is going to go on and say, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea because they were fishermen.
这里呢马太呢告诉我们，这主耶稣基督呢在加利利海旁边行走的时候呢，看见地上两个，一个叫做西门的彼得，另外一个叫做安德鲁的，他们实际上呢当时呢在海里打鱼，把网撒到船下面去。
And Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And they immediately left their nets and followed Jesus.
主耶稣基督说呢，你来跟随我，我们让你们得人与得鱼。所以呢他们两个呢马上就把渔网扔下来跟随呢主耶稣。
This isn't the, when Jesus calls them to be saved, we read about that in John chapter 1.
这个并不是说呢主耶稣基督呢呼召他们得救，实际上我们在第一章的里面我们已经读到了约翰福音第一章。
Jesus is not calling them to be saved, but he's calling them to work, to serve.
主耶稣的当时呢并不是说呼召他们得救，是呼召他们来工作，呼召他们来服侍。
And so as he calls them, we notice that they were casting a net into the sea.
因为呢当主耶稣的呼召他们时我们读到呢他们是把网撒到海里去。
And Jesus in verse 19 says, I will make you not fishermen, but fishers of men.
那第十九节呢主耶稣基督说呢，我不会让你们不仅要你们成为渔夫，我要也使你们成为得人的渔夫。
And so when we read about Andrew in the Gospels, we always read about Andrew bringing people to Jesus.
所以呢我们在圣经里在福音里读到那个安德勒的时候呢，我们永远读到呢安德勒呢是把人们呢引向主耶稣。
So sometimes we read about him bringing a little boy with fishes to Jesus.
有时候呢，我们读到呢，他带了一个孩子，那个孩子手上有点鱼，带到主耶稣基督这里。
And we always read about Andrew bringing people to Jesus one by one.
我们永远呢读到呢那个安德勒呢把人带到主耶稣基督这里，一个一个的带。
But Peter, we don't read about him doing very much evangelism in the Gospels.
所以呢，彼得呢在福音里、福音书里，我们读到不多的地方，就是没有读到他去做传福音的事情。
But after he denied Jesus and after he was restored, we see him being a fisher of men in the book of the Acts.
因为当我们读到呢，主的彼得呢，他拒绝了主耶稣基督以后呢，他又重新恢复了以后，他呢就成了真正的得人的渔夫了。
And so we read about Peter preaching in front of the temple.
因为在使徒行传里，我们读到呢，使徒彼得呢，在那个圣殿前讲道。
And we see the man rising up and walking as Jesus or as Peter preached to him.
所以呢，我们读到呢，当时的人呢，当彼得向他们传福音的时候，他们都站起来。
We see the Lord adding 3,000 people to the church that were saved because of a message that Peter gave.
所以我们读到呢，主呢兴起呢3,000人来信主，当彼得在彼得向他们讲了道以后。
You see, they were always fishermen, but now Jesus used that picture of them casting their nets into the sea to show that they were going to be fishing for men and bringing salvation to mankind through them.
因为我们的读到的呢，他们两个实际上是渔夫，他们往海里撒网，这是一个画面。画面呢，就是说呢，他们来到人那里，就是说呢，把人带过来，就像是去捕人一样的，把他们带过来，把整个的救恩呢，通过他们传遍了世界。
And so we see that Simon and Andrew were brothers, and they were fishermen, and they became fishers of men.
现在我们也读到的西门和安德勒呢，他们是弟兄。弟兄呢，他们实际上是渔夫，但是他们成为了得人的渔夫。
And then when Jesus comes across two other brothers.
然后主耶稣基督又来到另外两个弟兄那里。
In verse 21 it says, he came across two brothers, one named James and one named John.
然后第21节说呢，他又看见弟兄二人，就是一个是雅各，另外一个是约翰。
And they were in a ship with Zebedee, their father, and they were mending nets.
对呢，他们这不是在那个船上，他们的父亲叫西比泰，他们是在船上捕网的。
Peter and Andrew were casting the net, but here James and John are mending or fixing nets.
所以那个彼得和安德勒呢，他们是撒网的。那么这里的雅各和约翰呢，他们是捕网的。
Now, James and John aren't known so much for being evangelists, but they're known for being shepherds.
因为那个雅各和那个约翰呢，他们被我们认识是因为他们去做一些传福音的、传道的，但是同样呢，我们也知道他们是作为牧者的形式出现的。
And when we read about James and we read about John in the New Testament, we always see them trying to shepherd God's people.
当我们在新约里的读到的雅各、读的约翰的时候呢，他们总是在试图牧养神的子民。
We always note their love for the people of God and for others.
我们同样呢，总是知道他们呢，对神的爱，他们也把他们那样的爱给了人。
And they were always mending relationships.
所以他们永远呢，就是在修补这样的关系。
Peter and Andrew were always bringing people to Jesus.
彼得和安德勒他们总是把人带到主耶稣基督这里。
And James and John were always helping people in their relationships.
雅各和约翰呢，他们总是在帮助他们维护人与人之间的关系。
And it's interesting how what they were doing in their life is what they ended up doing, but in a spiritual sense.
这个呢，非常有趣的，在他们人生里面所做的事情呢，最终呢，都会是转向属灵的事情。
It's something that they would do under the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
他们那些事情呢，是他们要去做的，是在他们的人生里，在圣灵的力量下来做的。
Do you understand that they were doing something and then Jesus called them?
你明白吗？当他们主耶稣基督呼召他们的时候，他们是在做事。
And that's how Jesus calls you and me to different works.
因为这就是为什么主耶稣基督呼召你我去做不同的工作。
It's not so much that we sit around doing nothing, and then Jesus says, I want you to do something.
这并不是说呢，我们都在那里坐着，什么事也不做，然后主耶稣基督呼召我们说，哎，我想让你去做点事。
But it's when we're serving God or when we're doing things that God says, okay, you're doing this. I want you to do this for me.
因为这通常呢，就是说，当我们在一起做一些事情，我们会在我们为神做事的时候，神呼召我们说，那么好吧，我要你去做一些事情，或者做这样一件事情。
But it's always because we're following the Lord.
永远那是因为我们呢跟随着主。
So Jesus said to Simon and Andrew, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
主耶稣跟那个彼得和安德烈说呢，你跟随我，我会把你变成得人的渔夫。
James and John were mending nets. And Jesus called them, and it says, immediately they left their ship in verse 22, and their father, and they followed Jesus.
然后那个雅各、约翰呢，他在那里不往。然后呢，当主耶稣基督呢呼召他们的时候呢，圣经告诉我们，他们马上扔下他们的网，扔下他们的父母，下了船，跟随了主耶稣。
And so as we serve God, we're always following Jesus.
当我们服侍神的时候呢，我们永远要跟随着主耶稣。
They left their father, it says in verse 22.
在第二十二节里讲到了呢，他们也离开了他们的父亲。
So they not only had a new way of life, but they are also being made part of a new family.
他们呢，不光是呢，就是说呢，人生里有一个新的人生，同样呢，他们也有一个新的家庭。
They were now part of the family of God.
他们现在是神的家庭的一部分。
God was their father.
神是他们的父亲。
They could pray, Our Father which art in heaven.
他们可以这么去祷告，就是说呢，我们在天上的父啊。
They had received Jesus, so they were allowed to be called the sons of God.
因为他们接受的主耶稣基督，所以他们被允许被称之为神的儿女。
And so they were part of a new family now, a new community.
他们现在是呢，新的家庭的一部分，新的社区的一部分。
Part of the family that we would call the church.
因为这样的一个家庭呢，我们把它称之为教会。
And we all call upon our Father in heaven.
我们所有的人呢，都可以这样去称呼我们在天上的父。
And we care about our brothers and our sisters who we live with.
我们关心那些呢和我们住在一起的那些弟兄姊妹们。
Who we worship and who we serve.
现在我们一起呢敬拜，我们一起服侍。
And we walk together in this family in a lovely way.
现在我们在这一个家庭里呢与主同行，用那个爱的方式。
And so they had new callings and a new community.
所以他们有新的那个呼召，有新的社区。
And then it says in verse 23 that Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease amongst the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him everyone that was sick with diverse diseases and torments, and they that were possessed of devils, and they that were crazy, and those that had palsy, and he healed them all.
第二三节第二七节说，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的疾病。他的生命就传遍了基利亚那里的人，把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病的、各样疼痛的、被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带来了。耶稣呢，这圣经说，耶稣就治好了他们。
Jesus healed lots of people with lots of different problems.
被主耶稣基督治好的一大批的人，也他们都是大各种不一样的疾病。
And sometimes people ask me, why don't we see that today?
有些人今天呢问我说，为什么今天我们看不到这样的情况呢？
And it's because Jesus is preaching the kingdom of heaven.
因为主耶稣基督是在传天国的道。
He's showing them what the kingdom of heaven will be like.
他向他们显示呢，那个天国是什么样子的。
There's no sickness in heaven. There are no demons in heaven.
在天堂里呢，没有疾病，没有魔鬼。
And Jesus is giving them an insight. He's giving them a preview for what it's going to be like when Jesus reigns.
主耶稣就是给他们的一个预先的看，就让他们先看一下，当主耶稣基督他统治的时候会是什么样子。
But the problem is that the Jews rejected Jesus.
但问题是呢，犹太人呢拒绝了主耶稣。
And the kingdom of heaven has been postponed until Jesus comes back.
那个天国呢，这就被延迟了。延迟到呢，直到主耶稣基督再来的时候。
Because to have a kingdom, you require a king.
因为他们呢有一个王国，所以这个王国里必须有一个国王。
If there is no king, there is no kingdom.
如果没有国王的话呢，就没有国王国。
Where is Jesus now?
那么主耶稣基督现在在哪里呢？
He's in heaven, right?
他在天堂是不是？
Is there any sickness in heaven?
在天堂里有任何的疾病吗？
No.
没有。
Are there any demons in heaven?
在天堂里有任何的鬼吗？
No.
也没有。
Are there any lunatics in heaven?
在那里有很多那些残疾的人吗？
No.
没有。
Are there any people that have palsy in heaven?
在天堂里有很多人有那样的一些病吗？
No.
有贫穷吗？没有。
Jesus healed them all here in Matthew's gospel.
主耶稣基督在马太福音里把他们所有的都治愈了。
All the people that were brought to Jesus, he healed them all.
所有的人都被带到主耶稣基督这里，主耶稣基督把他们全都治愈了。
And he was allowing them to see what it would be like when Jesus reigns.
这里是允许他们看见当主耶稣基督做王的时候是什么样子的。
When Jesus is the king.
当主耶稣基督做王的时候。
when he comes back to earth, when Jesus returns, he's going to set up his kingdom.
他要设立他的王国,
and there's not going to be any sickness. There's not going to be any demons. There's not going to be any crazy people. There's not going to be any palsy people. There's going to be no sorrow and no sadness. There's not going to be any separation. That's what the kingdom of heaven is going to be like.
这就是神的天国是像什么样子。
But at this particular point, the king was actually there in his in their presence.
所以呢，在这样的一个王国里呢，那个国王呢是实实在在的在他们面前。
And he's showing them what the kingdom of heaven is going to be like when he comes back.
他让他们显示就是说呢，当那个国王回来的时候，那个天国是什么样子。
And so sometimes today we see God doing some healings, don't we?
当今呢，我们也看到神呢做一些治愈，是不是？
But we don't always see it.
但我们并不是总是能够看见。
But sometimes we do.
有时候呢，我们会看到。
And the reason we don't see it is because Jesus is in heaven. He's not here on earth right now.
因为我们不能看见的原因呢，是主耶稣基督他现在天堂不在地上。
But one day he's coming back to earth.
但有一天呢，他会回到地球上来。
And he's going to fix everything.
他会呢修补一切。
And we're all going to be made perfect.
我们所有的人呢都会变得完美。
And it's going to be marvelous.
这将是一个极度神奇的事情。
And so we see Jesus starting his ministry.
所以我们呢看到了主耶稣基督开始他的服事。
Amongst Gentiles like us.
就像在外邦人中间做这个我们一样的外邦人。
And aren't you glad that one day we get to be with Jesus and he's going to do away with all the sickness and all the crazy things and all the demon possession and he's going to fix everything.
因为我们的希望呢，就盼望，就是当终究有一天我们要跟主耶稣基督在一起，在那个时候呢，他会除去所有的疾病，赶走所有的鬼。
Beloved, we have a marvelous Savior.
我爱的人呢，我们有一个非常神奇的救主。
Sometimes here below we struggle.
所以有时候呢，我们会挣扎。
Sometimes life, oftentimes life is very difficult.
有时候呢，人生呢是非常艰难的。
But one day Jesus is going to fix everything.
终究有一天呢，主耶稣基督他会修复一切。
And it's gonna be, we're going to say it was worth it after all.
所以呢，我们会说呢， 这一切过去以后都是值得的。
And it'll be wonderful, a glorious day when we get to be with him forever.
所以呢，当我们永久跟他在一起的时候，是一个美丽的、荣耀的时候。
So remember, the kingdom of heaven is coming one day when Jesus comes from heaven.
所以大家记住，当神的 天国来的时候，当主耶稣基督从天上来的时候，天国就来了。The
Lord bless you this morning.
所以主今天早上呢，主赐福给你们。Do
you want to close in prayer, Roy?
Yeah. Okay, 我们来做一个结束的祷告，今天天父。 感谢那个Trevor给我们做出这样的信息，也感谢我们的主耶稣基督，他在天上，他终究一天呢。 他会来，这一天呢也可以在任何时候，他来了以后呢，他会设立他的王国，他会成为我们的王，主啊，我们盼望，这样一个荣耀的时刻，我们知道我们作为基督徒这样有福气的盼望，我们盼望主，再来，就像，启示录里说的，主耶稣啊，快快来，快快来，我们等着您，我们要和您。 永远在一起，在天上，在荣耀的天堂里，我们这样的祷告和请求呢，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you for being with us today.